So Wes, you've let's talk about a scenario. What do you prefer? Do you prefer stalking a bedded buck or a feeding buck?
Well, I think that that's pretty obvious with the way that I kind of laid out the previous questions, but let's see if I can create a scenario where the only way that I would not want to stalk a bedded buck is if the deer density allows for too many encounters on the approach. So I have to get by too many does in November to get to the buck. Now, most of the time, the buck's going to bed on the downwind side, so he ought to be the first one, at least the first two or three that I get to. But say that every time I go to stalk the deer or the herd of deer, once they're bedded, I'm having to beat too many eyes. So then what I'll do is I'll isolate that buck, do my best to pattern that, even though it's going to be slightly random, and then move in on him as they're trying to create a pinch point, a little bit of a funnel, and move flanked with them, stay, quarter off the three-quarter side, and then make my approach and kind of pinch that distance down while we're all moving together. There are a few times where a bedded buck is more of a problem than a buck that's feeding. But for the most part, I would prefer to hunt them bedded. I mean, I can think of a few scenarios like the one I tried to create. That was my best attempt. But overall, if I have them bedded, they're in a lot of trouble. If I've got an hour and they're bedded, and I'm about a mile away, they're in trouble.